Is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know what? If you're going to follow me into the great outdoors, you better have your longatskis on this morning because it's a nippy and a bippy day at Braidwood Lake for the big Constellation Fishing for a Cure. Oh, my goodness gracious. I can't believe it. I'm so fired up. I'm excited. I'm everything else in the world. I've got to tell you, everyone, that it's just, this is such a massive day. It's a massive day here at Braidwood Lake. I mean, this is the Field of Dreams. There's boats lined up from the boat. They've been here since 5:30 this morning, lined up from the boat ramp all the way out. And all of this, the money raised here, every single penny is being donated to the charity because Constellation for 24 years has picked up the cost of all the expenses for this event just so we could be giving back to the community, which is what makes this such a huge, special program. And I've got to tell everybody, before we get more, I'm going to get lost in the show. I'm going to tell you this right now. We've got Justin working the board, so Justin's going to probably yell at me in the ear a few times but because I'm going to lose him. But really, last weekend we were at the Red Crest Tournament, which was fantastic. That's the MLF, basically their national championship that I went down there. We did a show from down there. And the gentleman who won the tournament, are you ready for this? In one day of fishing, 81 point something pounds of largemouth bass. This guy was a fishing machine. It was unbelievable. I mean, he could not do wrong. He threw a cast out, boom, another 2 pounds. And then, another 3 pounds, another this. And it was so funny. I was watching the video, and he was holding this fish, and he was going to release it. And he goes, maybe I should weigh it. And you could only weigh something 2 pounds or more. This was 2 pounds, 1 ounce. He says, I got to get my scale fixed in my hand. He says, I mean, it was such, and this is the third time in a row, 3 years in a row, this guy, he's going to become the GOAT. I'm telling you, if he's not become, he is the GOAT, greatest of all times. 3 years in a row, he won this national championship. You cannot go wrong with that at all. So, please remember, we had a great time with that, and we'll have other events going on and happening and stuff like this. And I got to get Mike stand on my right side. This is live, guys. This isn't a tape show. Put them puppies on your ears and, get the earbud out.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, don't start talking yet. I just want to get you wired up here. But really, this is such a huge event over the 24 years that we've been doing this. I get goosebumps. And we've done it in all weathers. And it's not just us. It's the fishermen that come out to this event. The fish, we've done it in 90 degrees. We've done it when the wind was blowing. As a matter of fact, it blew my, if anyone was out here, they would notice I have nothing behind me. Because when you're a pipe with the ESPN logo on, it came down and cracked me in the back of the head. Maybe that's my problem, Mike. But
yeah.
You know, it's like there's so much out there that we're seeing and doing here today. I am just fired, absolutely fired up, And, you know, real quick here, I just want to, you know, jump on because we got to talk about a few other things. Mike, it's Tara.
Tellerino, Mike Tellerino.
Mike Tellerino.
Yes, sir.
And Mike Tellerino is, and your charity that you've been working with, started with, is called what?
K-9 for Veterans. K-9. Not-for-profit.
Not-for-profits. And we're going to talk a little bit about this more, but this is, you know, there's nothing better than having a dog.
They are man's best friend.
You know? Except my dogs don't like me. They like my wife better, you know? You know, they don't really care if I'm in the room. And, you know, only if she's not home.
Then yeah, like, right. Then she's yours.
Yeah. Who's got to feed me? Who's going to tell me out the door, you know? But they, and we're going to talk more about the charity in the next segment, Mike. But I just want to introduce people to – they are the charity that's going to be getting the all the money that we raised this year is going to go to them. And once again, you know, Constellation, the clean energy company – you know, and I really mean that, clean energy. That it's such a marvelous thing to say in this time of, you know, so many of the fossil fuels and stuff like that. But we are just so excited. I mean, there's boat after boat after.
It's amazing.
Yeah, this is the Field of Dream movies. I mean, you sit here, and if I let me shift to the left here a little bit. Yep, they're still up to the gate. They're still out to the gate coming in here. And, you know, the thing here is the winners could win up to $4,000 is first place. It goes $2,500, and then it goes boom, 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 one, you know, down the line to 1,000, and then down the line to 10 places. This is what is so cool. But the unsung heroes, yes, Constellation. Oh, God, you guys are, you know, you're not a company. You're a family member. But what the thing is, it's the family of the workers. I have never seen such a group of people that are willing to do so much, I hate to say this, for nothing except giving to the charities. Really, I mean, they're not getting anything out of this. You know, there's no Christmas bonus showing up. They're doing it out of the love of the community, which I think is absolutely fantastic, and that's why we're having some fun with this. But, you know, one of the things I want to tell everybody is, hey, you got to tell your buddy. If you know your friends are sitting there laying in bed or something, or sitting, you know, they're second shift workers and they're having lunch, you got to remember to tell them to tune in and listen to the ESPN Chicago app, or go to Chauncey's Great Outdoors website, push the word podcast, and you can hear our program. And you can listen to today's show, last week, a month ago, et cetera, et cetera. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. And remember to like us at Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and we're going to have to do a lot of pictures here today. On this week's show, we're at, once I've been talking about it, we're at Braidwood Lake for the Constellation Fishing for a Cure tournament. 24 years. We've raised over $1 million. $1 million, which I think is absolutely fantastic to see this, that we're doing this. And it's absolutely perfect. You can't go wrong with this at all. And the other thing is, I wanted to make sure that you knew that we've got Brent Nauman maybe coming on the program a little bit later on. He's from Constellation, that clean energy company. Mike Tellerino, you've heard his voice a couple of times here. In the next segment, you're going to talk to us about what, you know, the program is that you do. And we're also going to get my grandson Aiden's fishing report from Western Michigan. The only 13-year-old kid that I know who's got a fan club.
God bless him.
You know, Chauncey, who? Nah, don't worry about it. Oh, God, I can't miss Aiden's report, you know. But it's such a cool thing that we've got here, and I'm just excited about this because it's going to be just fantastic. I mean, it really, truly is on here. Mike, how long has this been going on? I'm just kind of curious. And we're going to get into it more, but...
We've been providing service dogs to veterans and first responders for 9 years now.
9 years?
Yes, sir.
That's amazing. That really is truly amazing. I am like, wow. You know, that's, you know, and you, I think you got one here. I saw it.
Yeah. He's in the car. One of our veterans with the service dog.
With Ken?
Yes.
Yeah, Ken's got... All I can say is the dog's got four legs. Can I count him as two listeners? I looked at the dog. I got two listeners on that person.
Yeah, right.
So that'll be good. That will be good. All right. We did that. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to you about the charity and several things like that. And we're going to talk to you about a whole lot of other things that are going on in the great out of doors. And we're also going to try to get a fishing report here to, you know, keep the information for everybody going on. You know, we had the youth turkey hunt last weekend going on. And my friend, Miss Hayes, yes, you know, she bagged herself a nice tom out there in, Stevenson County. Good job, girl. But a lot of kids, did some turkey hunting last weekend around the Midwest. Our first season in the Northern Zone starts on Monday. I'm excited about that. And then we just have a ton of things that are going on. Okay, we did that. I tell you what, I want to make sure I've got everybody lined up here. This is when you do a live remote, and as Justin knows, you're holding on to the seat of the chair because there's stuff going on all over the place. I tell you, when we come back, we're going to talk to Mike about the charity and a whole lot more on a cool, crisp, cold
very
morning
cold.
Out at Braidwood Lake. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Please don't wait your line. Do 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 do. Bam boom. Oh yeah. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And we should have a song. It's 31 degrees, 32 degrees out here at Braidwood Lake right now, and the water is somewhere in the upper 70s, I think. And so there's fog coming off the water. So I just have this urge to sing, when it's foggy time at Braidwood. When it's foggy time at Braidwood, you're going to catch the big bass out here. That's what you're going to do. Okay. Everybody, if you're in the area or within, because, we got another 40 minutes of the show, step on out here. See this massive operation of people flying everywhere. Oh, Brian Partnick just pulled in here. elite angler. But with me right now, Mike Tarantino, with the charity. And the charity, once again, his name is?
K9 for Veterans.
K9 for Veterans. Yes, 9 sir. Years ago, you said, I got this idea. I want to do this.
Well, that's basically how it started. I was fostering a lot of dogs from shelters and rescue dogs, and there was a veteran that was being deployed, and he needed to find a place to keep his dog while in deployment. So I got to meet this veteran. I got to understand what the service dog did for this veteran. It completely changed his life. And I asked him, well, why doesn't everybody have one? He said, there's just not enough to go around. He said, and if you could find one, the costs are so high, our veterans can't afford it. It's just way out of line.
When you say the costs are so high, what do you mean?
Well, if you were to go after and try to procure a fully trained service dog, you're looking at $30,000, $40,000.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. And, with us, we train the veteran trains with his own dog, right? It's like boot camp 101. So once we place the veteran with the service dog, they train together.
Mm-hmm. And when you say training, what do you train these dogs to do?
Oh, they're amazing. Typically, just to help us through the day, they can get our medicine. They can get our keys. They can turn on a light for us. And those are all great things. But the most important thing a service dog does for us, I know when I'm having a bad PTSD, I just lost my service dog about 2 months ago.
Sorry to hear that.
And so Sam would come up and she'd do deep compression against me. She'd bark at me. She'll paw me. She'd lick my face. And what she's doing is telling me, you don't need to be what we call the bad place. Come back here. It's all good now. Mm-hmm. So it's a safe zone.
Now, it's amazing that, yes, you work on training dogs, but a lot of that is in the dog.
Right.
The dog knows.
They have to have the right temperament to be in our program. We get all our dogs from shelters and pair them with a veteran. So when our trainer goes out to the shelters to look to find the right match for the veteran. It's all about temperament, because we put our dogs through so much. I mean, they're exposed to more than any other dog would ever be exposed to. So they have to have the right temperament to be out in public like that.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And you know, and I'm not making fun or light of this, but, you know, you say, well, you know, the dog will get the, you know, medicine for the guy, the dog will do this.
Mm-hmm. It won't get a beer.
It won't get a beer. You knew where I was going, Mike.
I know. we're changing. We're training.
Because if it did do that, I'd say we'd have to get some dogs for our board ops at the station. Right, Justin?
Yeah. Yep. They're an I call it the gift that keeps on giving, because these service dogs play such an important, you know, we lose 22 veterans a day to suicide. 22 a day to PTSD suicide. Yeah. And I'm happy to report that we've had over 200 veterans in our program, and we haven't lost one to suicide.
None?
None.
That's fantastic.
It is.
Well, and the other thing, too, is the veteran has, you know, yes, he could have family, but more likely they're alone. And, you know, the veteran's got somebody. They have the
always,
dog.
Always. They're constant companion. Yeah. They're never alone. They have someone to talk to. They have someone to walk with. They have someone just to be with. Dogs give you that unconditional love. And humans could learn a lot from our service dogs.
Yeah, you probably got we should send a few of them dogs to Washington.
But you're right.
You know, he's talking about how great his dogs are, and I'm just thinking about how my two Siberian Huskies really don't care who I am. Their mama's the important one in the house.
Yeah,
you know? It's mama first.
Once they find their person, it's their person.
Everything else is it.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, except when I'm eating. Then.
Oh yeah, you're best friend then. Oh yeah.
She's leaning against me. I'm right here if you drop something, Dad. But this is, once again, it's such a cool thing, a cool program. And you put how many dogs?
Over 200 through our program.
200.
And not only do we provide all the training for these service dogs, we provide free food and free medical for the life of that dog.
What?
It never costs a veteran a penny out of pocket for anything for these service dogs.
Well, I'm sitting here grabbing my chest because, I mean, okay, and I'm not saying it's bad or anything like that, but it's just that, just as our personal medical expenses have gone up, you know, you take a dog to a vet, I mean, the cost, because they've got so much more technology, so many more things. And, I mean, if you're picking up that. Yeah. On top of that, how do you do this all?
Through the generosity of donations that we receive. And I'm going to tell you, Constellation this year has been just amazing. We've worked with a lot of organizations through the years that we've been doing this. And not one organization has come close to raising the funds that Constellation did for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, I call it the gift that keeps on giving, because all year, it was just one donation after another.
Yeah. The guy says, Fishing for a Cure. Constellation's Fishing for a Cure. Charity fishing tournament that we've been doing for 24 years. And we've given to so many different things. You know, a couple of the charities were outside the area, but 98% of the charities have been in the community.
Right.
Because when the charity does... Actually, not the charity. When the not-for-profit does something to either help an employee of the plant or someone in his family, they recommend that charity to a committee, and they go through the entries for that year, and that's how they pick the charity. And it's just, you know, there have been so many things, suicide prevention for teenagers, for communities, the food bank when Cold City got wiped out in Diamond City, also, you know, by the tornadoes. You know, we did, you know, $60,000 in money for the food banks because people needed food.
Right.
And, nobody thinks of these little things like this. I still say one of the coolest charities they ever gave to. There was a hospital, and I think it was in Joliet, that, think about this, kids go to the hospital and they're laying there. They're bored as bejesus, okay? And what do? They got nothing to play with. The guy can't do this, can't do this. So they put in a whole system, wired it to all the rooms, so the kids can play video games. And then they're, I think they even had a couple arcade games. And so the kids in the hospital don't lay there and go nuts like you and I lay there and go nuts for something.
Constellation is just an amazing organization. It really does. They care about their community.
They do.
They really do.
And this their help, Constellation, and the tagline is the clean energy company, because they are, their help with the employee. And like I says, they're great. And boy, I'm going to get in trouble for this one. They are great. Their employees are a little bit greater.
they really step up to the plate. They really do. When there's a mission that they're on, it's all hands on deck with them. It really is. I mean, everybody takes a front row. Nobody sits back and says, somebody else will do it. They're all hands on deck. They really are.
And, somebody's going to be saying, well, the safety meeting's over. Everybody's running their boats. But the thing is, somebody said, well, Chauncey, we're not covering this. We're not covering it. No, you know what we're doing here? I am looking at 125 fishermen running to their boats. Not running. They're walking slow. I think some of those guys need a little exercise, if you ask me. But, they're walking to their boats. But this is fishermen helping others. And this is the cool part. This, it's besides the Constellation and all the volunteers from the employees. These are the fishermen who came out, threw, $150 down on the table and says, hey, I know this is going to charity. I want to go out and do this. I want to try to do this. And, maybe they'll win $4,000 if they're first place. And, if they're smart, they get in on the catfish pool and the big bass bucket, There's all these different things for them to do, to enjoy, to be part of, because that is what's going to make it. That really is going to make it. And like I said, we're going to get into some fishing reports and different things. But this is what the outdoors is. The outdoors is giving. And we are giving today in such a way. You're going to hear our final number next week on the show, but I mean, I don't know what the number is, but I've been told
it's up there.
It's up there. they said, Chauncey, you may be hitting the floor.
I know I did.
Okay, well, I tell you, that was Mike Tellerino.
Yes, sir, Tellerino.
Tellerino. I want to make sure I say it properly.
And your wife will get mad if you don't.
We know what those Sicilians are like. So you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Yep. Where are we? We're at Braidwood Lake on a cool, nippy, and a bippy morning for the Constellation Fishing for a Cure. It's our charity event that we've been doing for 24 years. We've raised over $1 million to charities over the 24 years. And it's so cool because all the boaters are out on the lake. They had their safety meeting and, they're all jockeying for position to get the high sign here. They take off and it's like, everybody goes flying. It's great. And there's going to be a lot of fish caught. This is a fantastic fishing lake. It's well maintained by not just the DNR, Illinois DNR, Constellation works on this lake and the other cooling lakes, and there are other projects that they have here. So they really are doing a huge and tremendous amount, as they say, in the great outdoors. But and before we get into fishing reports and stuff later on in the program, and we have with me Ken Avery, is it?
Yes, sir.
Ken, you have been part of the charity, I guess, for a while, but you also are someone who has a dog.
Yes, I do. I have a service dog.
That service dog counts as two, just so you know, for fans.
Okay. Yeah, my service dog's name is Goose.
Goose?
Goose from Top Gun.
Oh, okay, Goose. And how old?
Goose is 2 years old.
2 years old.
He's a Australian cattle dog, German Shepherd mix.
Okay, because when you first brought him out, it was a little dark yet.
Yeah.
And I was saying, maybe a shepherd, but I'm not what you're, kind of give him the eye. And that's another thing that people should realize, that these service dogs don't have to be purebred.
No. No, we rescue them from shelters and kill shelters. We have, believe it or not, we have from little tiny Shih Tzus all the way up to Great Danes.
What?
Service dogs, yes, yes. We have Great Danes for service dogs. It doesn't matter what breed you are.
I'm sitting here, I'm more in shock every time you open your mouth. I'm just like, what? Who? Huh? I mean, that is truly. Now, you know, we talked with Mike about, you know, there's training with the people, there's training with the dog, and it's not cheap to do this.
No, it's not at all cheap. It averages about $7,500 per dog. We actually feed the dog for life, free veterinarian for the dog for life. And the cool part is, you know, if your dog retires, and we'll get you another service dog. We'll start the whole process over for you again. So you will always have a service dog by your side,
mm-hmm.
which is really nice. And the way we do it is like with me and Goose, they paired me and Goose. I went to foster the dog, and the dog growled at me. I said, okay, perfect. I want you. And we're inseparable.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is you work with a trainer, but the veteran themselves is doing most of the training with the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And it forms a great bond, a really good bond between myself and the dog and our veterans and their dogs.
Mm-hmm. Now, these dogs are able to go everywhere.
Yes. In Illinois, yes. You can get on airplanes, trains, boats, whatever. Nobody can deny you entrance because it's a service dog.
It's a service dog. And Goose has been with you for how many years?
Goose is two, but I've only had him now for 9 months.
And he's a special dog.
He's special in my life, yeah. Yeah. I suffer from PTSD and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And when I start to get nervous, he senses that, and he'll lean up against me or he'll sit there and paw me. And I also have what they call night terror. I have nightmares and everything. So if I start to have one at night while I'm sleeping and everything, Goose will, I shouldn't do this, but he sleeps with myself and my wife, but he'll start to paw on me. He wakes me up to say, all right, Dad, I'm here. Calm down.
It's okay that he's sleeping with you. I mean, you know, my dogs have pushed me out of the bed. That's another subject, but.
Yeah. I know. You probably bought a king-size bed and got 6 inches.
Yeah, I got two Siberian Huskies. Nobody fits on there except the three of them, you know? All right, I'll just go sleep on a couch. But, I mean, that is so cool that, you know, these dogs do so much for so many people. And you can, there's always someone who needs one, right?
Yes, yes.
That's the thing that, you know, it's not just, oh, yeah, you know, you do this for a few dogs, you do this. No, there's always somebody that needs this to have it better.
Sometimes the problem with veterans, they don't want to admit that they need the dog. But once they start to get around them, then they see the other guys and girls, they're like, wow, I could probably do this. I could probably use this animal. And then before you know it, you're like, gosh, I wish I'd have done this years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they are very special to us. I mean, to be honest with you, my dog saved my life. He saved my life.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I didn't really like doing a lot of things, didn't associate with a lot of people. Now I'm out and about. I take him pretty much everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like I said, he saved my life. He's let me be Kenny again.
Oh.
Okay? And cool. Where I wasn't, you know, and I didn't like talking to people, and I didn't like going anywhere. He's freed me up from that situation. And, you know, like, that's why I said he saved my life.
Well, you know, and you said it. You know, he did something to save your life, and you feel, because of the dog, you feel part of the community. You feel that, you know, you have a net worth again.
Yes.
You have a net worth again. And that's just like, you know, these people here that are, you know, from Constellation, the employees, you know, they're not getting anything for this, but they have a net worth because every year they say to somebody, go do something with this money and, in, you know, help others. So it's, you're passing it on.
Oh, I couldn't thank these people enough. I mean, for what they have done for us. I mean, plus this bass tournament.
Mm-hmm.
This is fantastic. Seeing all the guys out there in their boats and everything.
Yeah.
You know?
That's really cool. That's right. And as he's been talking, I've been looking over his shoulder because I'm facing the boat ramp and there's boats flying everywhere. I'm like, do they really know where they're going? But, you know. And it's just so cool. This, and it's just the slightest. It's not. I'm not. I don't want to call it fog, but a light mist over the lake, and it is just such a cool thing that makes this all happen. And it really is. Well, you know, Ken, you and is Goose sleeping, taking a nap?
No, Goose is in the back of the car. The boat scared him.
Oh, the boat scared him?
Yeah.
Okay, well, sometimes they scare me too, you know? Well, I'm honored. First of all, thank you for your service. And
you were worth it.
Huh?
You were worth it.
I was worth it.
Yes, sir. You, everybody around here was worth me doing what I did.
Oh, that's so cool. But, I mean, it's just you're doing something for others that we couldn't do. But you, Mike, and the other people that are part of this charity are making it better for someone, just like Constellation and the employees, because I'm a little cog in this. I am so small of a cog in making this work. It's all of them that, just like they are to you, you are to others. And that is something called great.
Thank you.
Thanks, my friend, for coming on the show.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Oh, by the way, what is your podcast?
Oh, Canine for Veterans. We do a podcast every Wednesday. And we interview veterans, CEOs and everything. People that help us get our canine group up and running and going and everything. Keep us going. So it's every Wednesday at 6:30 in the evening.
Okay. Canine for Veterans.
Canine for Veterans. We're on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.
No, and now ESPN.
And now ESPN. And like my daughter says, Dad, you got a face for radio.
Yeah, me too. All right.
All right.
Thanks, Kenny.
Thank you.
Hey, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Oh, welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Yeah, we spent a lot of time talking about the Canine for Veterans charity because they're going to be getting the check for the Fishing for a Cure, and a little birdie told me that this check could be over $150,000. I'm losing it. I'm telling you guys, this is unbelievable. We've never given that much money to a charity from another group of people who are fishermen and outdoor lovers. $150,000. It's unreal. Hey, let's talk about some back to the show so I can get my head screwed back. Hey, I'm not really happy about this report, but chronic wasting disease, you know, that CWD has been detected in Putnam, Marshall, and Adams in Peoria counties. Oh, man. Expanding the geographic presence of the disease in free-ranging deer populations. I mean, yeah, I know it's been here for a million years, but we just have to be careful. We, you know, if you have your deer tested, I mean, there's been no proof that it's jumped from deer to humans, but you don't want to be the first one, okay? You know what I'm just saying. And part of that problem is, you know, when you're, the areas are, it's not so much in the meat, but it's in the bone, the marrow, the brain tissue, the spinal cord. And, you know, people when they're butchering their own deer, you got to be careful, you know, and stuff like that. But, you know, they're doing that. And the affected counties now include Adams, Boone, Bureau, Carroll, Cook, DeKalb, DuPage, Ford, Grundy, Joe Davis, Kane, Kankakee, Kendall, Lake, LaSalle, Lee, Livingston, Marshall, McHenry, Ogle, Peoria, Putnam, Stevenson, Will, and Winnebago. And, you know, that number will keep on growing. The reason there's a little giggle here is because not about 10 feet over my head, a pelican just flew by, and I was like, don't do anything I don't want you to do. But, you know, once again, the CWD is, you know, spreading its wings. Little Wabash River in southern Illinois is closed to boaters. Why? Because it's just way too high, folks. That whole Kentucky, southern Indiana, Illinois, they got hit by so much rain last week. When you know, rivers, and I used to cross the Ohio River, and I would see huge, you know, it looked like the river was, oh, my God, it's low. No, but the banks are so high, covered in gravel. I mean, you're talking 30, 40 feet up. Well, you couldn't even see gravel the last time I crossed that river. So, I mean, it really just shows you, and that was on Monday of this week. So, you know, you got to be careful with that. The other thing I mentioned on last week's show was, you know, that the northern third of the lower peninsula, the upper peninsula, and northern Wisconsin, Michigan got hit real bad by ice storm. And I'm not kidding you, major ice storm. Not a little bit of an ice storm, major ice storm. And I lived through the last one back in the 70s. And you know, when you see oak trees covered in ice that are bent over, almost touching the ground, and when that first little bit of thaw happens, it sounds like they're all exploding, like shotguns going off out in the woods. And there's lots of tree damage. There's huge amounts of forest that may never come back because they lost all the branches on these trees. So, you know, be careful. Michigan has a lot of road closures yet up in north, in the northern lower peninsula and the upper peninsula. Please, please, please be careful when you're looking at all of these places out there. Because it's very, very important to stay away. I mean, I really mean that. You know, campgrounds, lodging. I mean, a lot of stuff got shut down in Michigan because of this. So, you know, be careful about that. I mentioned the youth hunt April 12th and 13th here in Wisconsin is going on. So I want all those kids to get out, talk a little turkey, gobble a little bit, and, you know, boom, 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 let's have some fun. I just want you to know that all the employees that are volunteers today just walked past the show. Because somebody opened up the coffee pot and the donut box. It was like watching the lemmings go off the cliffs. Hey, we got to talk about Aiden. Yes, 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 yes. There was an Aiden report this past week of Aiden in Chicago. He came in for the hockey game last week. Saw a great game, he said. And we did a bunch of things, and he had a hockey game he had to go back for. But, yes, there was an Aiden sighting in Chicago. And this report would have been last weekend's report because he was hanging around Grandpa, you know. He said the weather in the Benton Harbor area was just really bad, Papa. You know, very few people were able to go out. They got, when it was okay, they got some coho in 25 to 40 feet of water by the power plant. He must be talking about the Cook power plant. He just says the power plant. And they're getting some steelhead in Berrien Springs Dam, which he said he was excited to watch some of the anglers catch them down there. And he asked me, he says, Grandpa, do you got a steelhead fishing rod I can have? I should just let the kid go into the garage and take it all. I mean, but he was like, you know, do you got that? Can I have? I need a steelhead rod now, Grandpa. But the Aiden Fisherman Report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. They got a great program going on for, you can get up to $5,000, I think it is, on a low boat, depending on the brand, the model. And also there's a bonus certificate you can get for a Lund boat. So give them a call, 708-798-9700. Check it all out. Find out what we've got going on out there. Grand Haven, action was slow on the pier because of weather. That's the easiest way to say it. Action was slow in Grand Haven because of the weather. St. Joe River, good push of steelhead ran up the river, so we're seeing some good action there. And through the ladder at Berrien Springs that Aiden mentioned. He didn't mention a ladder, though. They have a couple of really cool items there that he says that you could probably find Papa in the garage for me. Smart kid. Spring trout fishing started last Saturday, April 5th. Statewide, 16 and older need a fishing license and an inland trout stamp. And if you're a dad, buy a license. Or a mom, buy a license and fish. Because you can't really touch the rod or help the kid out. But this way, if you have a license, you could help the kid fish. And also, you could take another 5 fish home with you. There's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, really, you're still going to find some of these trout in these ponds. And you're looking at Axhead Blue, Green, Horsetail, Sag Quarry East, Wolf Lake at William Powers. That's just in Cook County. And we're also seeing some activity going on in DuPage at Grove, Pickerel, Silver, Kankakee County, Bird Park Quarry, Rock Creek, and Kankakee River State Park, Kendall County, Big Lake, Silver Spring State Fish and Wildlife Area, Sand Lake, Illinois Beach State Park. Oh, boy, speaking of, Captain Tony's throwing the boat in today. Yeah. Oh, baby. That means we're on the boat. We're on the boat. I'm ready. Captain Tony, Diamond Ghost Charters, give him a call. Get your charter signed up because you will never believe how much fun you have and how good, oh, so good they taste out on the grill. Smelt season, I really hate to say this. I took Aiden with me to show him smelting. We couldn't find one smelter on Wednesday night from 31st Street to Montrose. Not one. And there probably wasn't any smelt either, but maybe in a few years they'll all come back. If you're still going out like I do, you got to be drop your nets in by 7 p.m. only, but you got to be out of the park by 1 a.m. That means you're gone before 1 a.m. Please, please, please. There's not a whole lot of fish there, but it's a good time. Water's in the upper 70s here at Braidwood. Bass and catfish are the number one and number two fish going on here. I'm expecting to see some big numbers today. Up on the chain of lakes, we're seeing walleye picking up near the shallows. Crappie are hitting mostly in the channels also. Captain Tony was noodling around out there, and he said they were seeing some nice fish being caught. Braidwood, Heideke, and LaSalle are all open, you know, now. Delavan, bluegills in the channels. You got to work them to find them, you know. You just got to – don't get big on your baits. Live bait on a small hook, small bobber, light line, and guess what? You're in the money. Fox River, up the water's up a little muddy, but that's going to be changing here shortly because as long as we don't get rain, then it gets better. Lake Michigan, you're still popping some perch in a variety of areas, not just, you know, down by 87th Street, but in some of the harbors, you're seeing bluegills, but also coho numbers for the power liners from Waukegan. Jeff Miltmore has been sending me some photos up in Waukegan. He's got some nice coho he's been catching up there, casting and power lining, and he's also picking up perch off of hook and line, so that's a good sign there. We're seeing some action behind McCormick Place, 39th and 63rd Street are some other good areas to check out. And our friends in Indiana, Sam, I told you we get to some fishing reports, people. Trollers are out when the weather's okay. And the weather has not been good a lot down there. But when they do get out, they're finding pockets of fish. Rattling thin fins, dodgers, flies. Green tinsel is a hot color, I think, to go with for coho this time of the year. And northern Wisconsin, the game fish season opens up in the inland lakes on the first Saturday in May. But they're fishing, you know, you could do crappies and bluegills and things like that. But the rivers are doing quite well. There's a number of fish being caught in some of the rivers below the dams. Even the Wolf River, the spawn has started with the shallow areas, giving up walleye, going up and down the river. So all of these things is what you need to really check out, see what we have out there, and enjoy. Because that's the part, you know, to do. You know, we're out here at Braidwood Lake for the Constellation Fishing for a Cure charity tournament. We're raising over $150,000. A check is going to be given today. I can't tell you how that makes me feel. Oh, there's the flute, Justin. Thanks. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from my friend Apin Sui Majuat. He said, "Listen to the wind. It talks. Listen to the silence. It speaks. Listen to your heart. It knows." Listen to the wind. It talks. Listen to the silence. It speaks. Listen to your heart. It knows. Wow. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch. The fish that we're going to catch at Braidwood and release back into Braidwood and having a great time here, but we're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. Let's do something for them and anybody else who needs help. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Thanks, Justin.